Okay, the blue is Tanny Como down there?
I have to reevaluate my list. Yes. What's different than what I'm used to?
Are we back in session then?
All right.
That is Tanny Como.
Your old sheet is in the front of your book there. I'm trying to get my bearings.
Charles Dawson.
Okay, yeah, Charles Dawson.
Yep, and that is 021.
Did you give them a copy of the gap? We've changed all of your appointments for you.
And this is to Charles Dawson.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Officially, the meeting will come to order. You want to do your little...
I'm away from my phone right now, but if you'll leave your name.
As you're dialing numbers, I just want to make sure I understand. This person purchased at $152,500, and the current appraised value is $130,000.
That's his opinion.
No,
that's the assessor's.
It's currently assessed at $130,000, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Right. All right.
Okay.
He says $122,000 to $125,000.
Okay.
And he paid $152,000 for it.
Okay, we're not going to discuss this without the citizen being involved, correct?
Correct.
We're just stating what's in his stuff. We're not arguing or deliberating.
Mr. Dawson, this is Donna Neely with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're calling you for your assigned appointment at 1 o'clock. Please give me a call back at 417-546-7200. Thank you.
He gave a cell number, too. Instead of fax, it says 913-832.
Number 3 there.
Yep.
547-6. Also, we're building 19.
Yes.
Is there a difference in square foot? Because that's a real recent sale also.
We can go get that. I'm assuming it's a recent sale, and it's also, as you can see, this is actually a view of Tanny Como. On the opposite, it could be on the opposite side of the building that don't have the view of Tanny Como.
That's what I was wondering. His does have.
According to that. See it up there on that blue? That's his parcel, that little blue spot there on the map right where he's got his cursor, which is overlooking the bluff. If we could find this other one, Kenny, can we go sign while we're trying to get a hold of him? You're talking about number 3 or 4?
3.
3.
This Bill?
Mr. Dawson?
Yes?
This is Donna Neely with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Okay.
We're calling you in regards to your Board of Equalization appointment, abatement number 060021. We're showing that you have an appraised land value of $130,020. Sir, I'm going to turn you over to the chairman. If you'll give us your evidence, we'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bob Rose. I'm chairman of the board. What you filled out here indicates you paid $152,500, and now
correct.
And now it's appraised at $130,020, which is less than you paid for it, but you still think that that's too high, I assume.
Yes. Well, if it's appraised at the 130 figure, I can deal with that. I think that was what I was concerned about was the fact of the timing of the increase, but I do understand after talking with some people there at the courthouse that the increase had been delayed for some time, and we're now getting around to trying to get the values increased to something closer to market. And from what I'm seeing as far as pulling the records on other condos that have sold around there in the past 12 months, it looks like that they have sold somewhere in the neighborhood of 129 to 134. And so I'm satisfied with the 130 figure.
Very well. Thank you very much.
Hey, and I thank you for the call.
Bye.
We still need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we deny the request of BOE number 60021.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 5-0. That's nice to have him agree. Yeah, let's see.
Craig Hale.
What number?
What's this? You know Forsyth, so.
Craig Hale.
Mm-hmm. There's two lots evidently here in.
Well, I show them. Oh, I see. Agent name is Craig Hale. On number 41. Both of them are Craig Hale.
Yeah, 40 and 41 are the same.
But one of them has a different owner. But he's representing them.
Yeah, he's representing both of them.
$20,500,
$19,300. All right.
Mr. Hale is here. If you'll state your name for the record.
Oh, Mr. Hale is here. Oh, I thought this was a phone. I'm sorry.
My name's Craig Hale.
Would you present your case?
Oh, okay. I assume that you have the paperwork in front of you.
Yeah.
My understanding is that the market value of the property should be based on what it's worth January 1st, 2009. I bought my property in December of 2008 for $19,300. My father-in-law bought his property, let's see, in early January or late January for $20,500. And I have one other property that I was aware of in the reasonably close area to those two properties in the phase two of Shoals Bend. And so I found that it sold at auction for $15,000, and it's about the same size property. I'm not sure it says on here what the acreage is, but it's around that 5 or 6 acre size, and it's in the same development. So to me that demonstrates that the going reasonable rate for that size of property in that area is around $20,000 or so, if you look at the three properties together.
Now when you bought this property just last January or last December,
yes,
were you aware at that time that the of course you wouldn't have been. That, do you realize that the assessment actually dropped from last year? This property was assessed at more than that.
Right. Yes, if I remember, it was assessed at around $56,000 mm-hmm. market value and then dropped to about $50,000.
What were the circumstances of the purchase?
It was listed on realtor.com, real estate. We went through a realtor. There was no special deals, didn't know the people beforehand, just made an offer and they accepted.
What was it listed at?
It was listed, I'm not sure, we got them to come down somewhat. It was in the low 20,000s. It was below 25,000. I don't remember exactly.
In other words, they were not trying to sell it for over 50,000.
No. The original list price of both my property and my father-in-law's property were both below $25,000. I'm not sure of the exact amount to begin with, but the original list price were both below $25,000 to begin with.
Was it the same owner on both of them?
No, it was not.
Two separate owners that sold you at about the same price?
Correct. Two separate owners.
You have copies at all of the the settlement statements or anything like that?
Well, what you have is the first page of the settlement statement from our property and my father-in-law's property. I have the entire thing, but the first page has the sales price.
And it's not in our book, Don. Sufficient.
Right, so that's for my property, 19,300.
Okay, now was this on an auction?
No, this was not on auction.
Neither
one of our properties were on auction. The other one that I brought in was on auction. It went for 15,000. And I brought that in because that was the only other property in the area that I'm aware of that sold within, say, the last year.
So the seller was IndyMac, is that right?
Correct, for my father-in-law's property.
Okay.
What about for yours?
Bank of America?
Bank of America, right.
So they were both bank-owned?
Right, they were both bank-owned properties.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, are these lots that you both intend to build a house on?
Correct.
Jim, what about that territory around there?
We've seen, and we don't know why, Mr. Hale's been in my office. I've talked to him about what has happened up there. We've seen those values go from 59.9, I believe, 120 lots, all sold for 59.9, and they sold out in a matter of 120 days in a California type real estate setting. I think Mr. Redford sent the salespeople out there. Then in turn, they sold again. A lot of those lots sold for $79.9 in the following year. It was strictly seemed to be real estate deals. Then there had seemed to be some promises broken on what they were promised by the developer. And I've had two or three in my office. And that was their statements. And we've seen these three or four sales become distressed. We've also, in that same time frame of 08, had a 65,000, a 65,000. And as late as December 07, we even had an 89.9 trade. We've seen these distressed sales. Out of 120 lots, it has the appearances that three or four people couldn't make their payments. That's what it kind of appears. We do have some $25,000 and $30,000 sales, but I'm finding out since we got those, it's where they had the right to split their five-acre lot to 2.5 with a deal made with planning and zoning, and they actually just bought half of the lots. But it shows up as $25,000 sales. That's not the case here. He did buy these, as you say, they're distressed sales. They would not fit any appraisal practice as being arm-length transactions.
How large are these lots?
Approximately 6 acres. Ours is a little under 6 acres.
Each one is a 6-acre lot.
Most of them out there, all these 120 he's talking about are all anywhere from 5 to 6.5 acres.
Well, these are not just little city lots.
No, they can split them that way and sell off half of them and have room for a road to the back. That's the way it was set up through planning and zoning.
Do you have any sales since September of 08?
There's nothing moved but these three distressed sales that I know of.
Is there any neighbor of them on the market right now?
I was going to say, is there a lot on the sale, for sale then right now then?
Yes, realtor.com. I've looked up several of them.
I don't know. I actually haven't had the time to go out and look.
I'm not aware of any in phase two. I tried to look that up to see.
How well is that subdivision built out now?
They're actually not built out very well, but what homes is in there is nice homes of the $200,000 to $300,000
range. Four existing homes, and there's one or two under construction right now.
There's none under construction I'm aware of in phase two. And I don't know if there's a difference between, you know, I know in phase two part of the problem that we're dealing with is, you know, they're not going to run city, we're inside the city limits, but they're not going to run services to us. We're going to have to dig our own well. We're going to have to, you know, put in our own septic tank.
Right. Developer, you know, or property owner is responsible for running the lines.
Right. Now, I know there is a water treatment plant that's somewhat nearby, but it's, they, you know, it's not close enough.
Now, is this the type of thing that they might have said the developer did not come through with the promises that they haven't come out with electricity or sewer?
Electric's all out.
There is electric, but they're not going to come out with water or sewer.
To my knowledge, the developer never promised sewer or water out there.
Oh, he didn't?
No, the developer, the promise that I got that they said, of all things, was the hiking trails. That they'd been promised a hiking trail and a park area that never did develop. And I had two different individuals come in and say that that was really disappointing to them. And, and I think that was in the original plat that there is an area marked off as a park down by the lake area. But
are you thinking of keeping the whole 6 acres for yourself, or are you splitting off?
At this point, I'm going to planning on keeping the whole 6 acres.
Big yard to mow.
Yes. I'm sure we'll have to get a tractor or something. But, you know, at this point, I'm planning on keeping the whole lot.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions? Do you have anything else to present?
No, that's all I have.
We will be discussing your case, and you will be notified by mail within the next few days of what we've discussed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
That's off of Remus Road. And, there are some in that area. There's some off of Birmingham Road down on that road, too, that's on the market on Realtor.com. I've looked up several of them because I'm going to end up buying one probably out there.
There was one other buy out there, and the Rick family and a bunch of them went out and looked at it, but they didn't purchase it.
There's quite a few of them on the market in the 30,000 to 35 range, last I looked.
These are California people that are trying to bail out.
Yes, they had a big deal at a motel out there and sold most of them in one night to a bunch of people in California, promising them that if they'd buy them, they could turn around and split them and get the same amount they paid for the 5 acres back on the 2.5. They could double their money, and they sold them almost all, like I say, within a night or two of at this sales event they had. And now then people are getting in trouble, or this is California money that may not be in trouble. They're just trying to liquidate a lot of them. But
you know the thing about this compared to other subdivisions, and I'll just say it, this is not a cheap subdivision. This is one nice layout out there. I mean, it's got the country setting.
It's a beautiful property.
Sure. It's not rolling, like a Venice on the lake.
Where is it?
It's a nice
top of the hill.
Top of the hill up here on 76, where the Chauvin campground and all that. It's back all the way from there to the lake. There's 800 acres they sold off in 5-acre tracts.
Paved streets, views of the lakes. It's really nice property. And almost every lot starts out in a perfect level location where you could build your house. Now, it may drop off to the back, but there's building spots on almost every single lot on the front of the lot. So they're excellent subdivisions.
But with no sewer, no water, you know, that runs the cost of building up to where you have, you know, to put $60,000 like some of them paid. I mean, if you wanted to go in there and pay that on a 5-acre track and have to put a well in and a septic tank, you're running your price up where you got to have a pretty expensive home to make it worthwhile. And most people, that's the problem, is that most people aren't willing to pay that around here. And, you know, I'm seeing, I thought they were sold way too high to, you know, in California, but that's California.
Well, when those second set of sales come in at $79,900, I And there was about probably 10% of them resold at that. It was a land trade situation, there's no doubt. But then they started downhill. I think
there were some circumstances with that.
You think there was?
There was about 10 of those 79.9 per month.
Yeah.
What do you think they're worth if you went out to buy one? Not to steal it, but to buy it.
Talking 6 acres, right?
Without sewer and water, I'm saying probably in the anywhere from 30 to 45, depending on how it laid. And, you know, but most of them out there are laying pretty nice, but some of them are mostly cleared pasture and, you know, and stuff. Other ones have lots of trees on them. But, I mean, it's hard to find anywhere within 10 or 15 miles of here a 5-acre track. I mean, these are something you don't find anywhere. But, again, people are looking for something like that that can afford to pay, you know, much more than that. But probably in the 40 to 45 range would be the...
40 kind of stuck in my range. My thinking of saying if they've got to go to the extra expenses and that.
So, James, are all these the same price in this area? All lots of the same price?
I think
price?
They're all the same.
I mean, when you zoom into that map, they're all the same.
Really?
Yep.
That's because, what it showed. I mean, we just had the sales to set it. We didn't have no reason not to set it.
Yeah.
But like I said, one statement I said, and I think those are all distressed lots, and they would not be used by an appraiser if he was to appraise the property.
Not those prices, I would agree to you.
Yeah. And Dave said 30 to 45 was his estimate, and you're 5,000 above his 45 top value on all of these. Is that right?
That's correct.
No, it's not. Just on the vacant, Jim. The vacant, we give the 6% discount. We're actually at 59 on the standard lots that has houses on them.
Sure.
The
few. But you're at 50 with vacant lots.
Right.
Could you live with like a 40,000? Saying that's kind of a compromise?
Do we need a compromise?
I mean, do you have to then think about what you do with all the other lots that are similarly situated? You're not only voting for this guy, you're voting, I guess, against all of his neighbors, right?
No. Because that's what you told me I was wrong yesterday on when I brought that up. So that's not true. When I said, you know, don't raise the taxes because you'd have to raise them on all the neighbors around there.
I said I don't know if we'd go out there and have to, I don't know if we had the wherewithal as to do a total reevaluation or a reassessment as a board. But Danny handed out this 138-100 today. And anyway, I was just using this.
Well, I know. I mean,
this.
We was talking that case yesterday, you know. Right.
Well, now I will tell you that the half lots that's been selling, and Dave, I don't know whether you know that what they've been bringing, but they've been bringing from 24 to 30,000, and that's just the half. I've got several half lot sales. I didn't enter in because I didn't know at the time they were half lot sales.
Either two or three of the four houses out there that were first built were built on 2.5.
Right, and they brought half, a little more than half of what right. I had them on for.
Dave, I'm not saying you can't do it. I mean, you can go ahead.
Oh,
and
I know.
Do it.
I'm saying it. Based on what we said yesterday, where I was wrong, you know, then do we go in and raise every one of these? You know,
one of these.
Well, if they're all worth 45, they all ought to be at 45. Yeah. But you can only lower one down,
right?
Unless you.
One of these particular lots could be declared having an obsolescence of being on an old rocky glade. It still is level, where it's level out there enough to build on, but it don't have the dirt value of a nice front yard, or maybe if you wanted to put a garden. It just doesn't have that appearance to it. We drove out to it when we seen what it had done. We actually drove directly to it, and it's more of a glade type entrance to the lot. But it breaks off nicely. There's nothing else.
Well, I'd have to say that on the 2.5 acres, you'll probably get people paying about the same for those as you would for a 5 acre. There's not going to be a lot of difference unless the guy's looking to try to split them and make money.
No,
you know,
we've got to go back and pick up the great big house that they built on the back of the 2.5. It's got a beautiful view on it. Mr. Redford did a nice job of going in and cleaning the underbrush out, and I mean that they are attractive lots, I believe.
I make a motion to deny.
I second that.
right, call for a vote.
Jim, aye.
Benny, aye.
Dave, aye.
I'm going to oppose.
I am too, but it passes by a 3-2 vote.
Is that for one parcel?
Well, that's both the same.
60040 and 6041.
Okay, the phone call to the Green Family Trust is scheduled for 1:30.
We probably need to keep with right at 1:30. He's actually at work. He's going to take this call at work.
Is there any discussion while we're waiting on approval of those minutes from yesterday? Did you have a chance?
We had the revised?
No, not yet.
So no, sir.
We actually ate lunch.
I'm happy for you guys. I didn't see that.
We did all these appointments for you. We actually came.
I didn't see the revisions that Cindy was talking about. So.
Come in, gentlemen.
Hi, Paul.
Are they coming in for one right after or something?
Yeah. Was he a BOA member?
No, he's mayor of Reed Springs.
Oh, that's right. Reed Springs mayor.
Who is this now?
Oh,
just like a dead end in the door.
I don't know. Three phone things and so two things. So that's it. We don't have any more in person.
This
145
is in person?
No. Oh, get your new sheet. Throw that sheet away. Stuff that's in just handed out. Sorry. There's two new sheets.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I threw mine away here.
The next one is 03 and 04.
Okay.
03 and 04?
Mm-hmm. Oops.
What number is
it? Oh, 119.
He's
60119.
119?
Mm-hmm.
Very last one.
Oh,
okay, there it is.
That's the one that's clear on the back. On the very back, the last one.
Okay. We're on the new sheet.
Where's your sheet?
Yeah, it's on the new sheet.
That's at 145.
That's 130.
This is at 145.
Tanny Como Terrace. Well, this is at Hollister's Tanny Como.
What are records we're getting ready to call Mr. Green. He's abatement number 06003 and 06004. And his first property is appraised at
186,279.
What happened to this porter?
He's still on there.
Didn't see him come
145.
And he's asking that to be reduced to 329,000.
from the current appraised value of 186, he's asking it to be reduced to 329.
That's what he's showing us his purchase price. His purchase price was 329,000. And it just says I do not believe it can be sold at any price.
But he didn't give a recommendation or opinion, okay?
And then the other one is that property is appraised at $220,003, and he said he purchased it for $239,000, and he's on this one he's giving a market value of $135,000 for the record.
And this location is Branson Landing.
Penthouse.
And I think
penthouse.
Have you got these pulled up, Jim?
Well, the penthouse that he paid $329 says it can't be sold in.
No, the next one over.
I know, but I'm looking at this first one.
Yeah, the first one, yes. His purchase price is $329. He didn't give an opinion of what.
He says it can't be sold at any price.
That's concerning.
I'll give him $20 right now.
$25.
$30. I got $30.
I hope everybody out there in the public is enjoying this meeting.
All right. Are we ready to call?
Well, where is this? It's 03.
06-003.
06, okay. There we go.
And then also the one right behind.
Okay.
Got it. Are you ready?
Okay. These are two at the Hilton.
Hello?
Mr. Green?
Yes.
This is Donna Neely. I'm with the Board of Equalization. We talked earlier today.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank you again for adjusting your appointment for us. We've already read your information into the minutes. Showing the appraised valuation and what you're requesting. If you'll give us your proof now, I'm going to turn you over to our chairperson, Bob Rose.
All right, thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Green. As I understand this, and you purchased two of those condos down in Branson Landing, and you had them as investment property, and the investment hasn't been paying off. Is that the way you would describe it? Are you there, Mr. Green? It says on hold.
Mr. Green, can you hear us?
Can you hang up and call back?
It's his cell phone. He may be having difficulty.
You can't just do it, redial on this thing.
Well, it's hard enough to dial upside down. Or something.
Are these classified commercial or residential?
Hello?
Should be. Hello? Hey, Mr. Green. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Okay, why don't you provide us with your proof and we'll be quiet?
With my proof?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Okay. It's very difficult to get any proof on it other than what I sent you. First of all, let's talk about the condo hotel at the Hilton. As far as the price of value,
he's going to have to get in there. Mr. Green?
I guess my question would be, is what is he asking us to reduce it to? He doesn't put a number in there.
Mr. Green, can you hear me?
Cell phone is
disconnect fee.
A landline, preferably.
James, do we have anything on these units down there that in the last 6 or 8 months?
We have it all day. We have made our adjustments according to sales price with the state tax commission. We've adjusted many, many, many. This year, I simply asked people to furnish me their sales price. We would put their units on at their sales price. This is pretty disappointing.
Mr. Green?
Mr. Green, we're having trouble. Is there a landline that you can get to that we can call you on?
He's already gone.
Mr. Green? He's going to have to call in our office. I mean, I have his phone number, but his home phone number, but he's not there, so...
I'm sorry, back on what you were saying, you've adjusted them to the sales price?
To the sales price. We settled many out under stipulation facts with the state that went on to the state. Everybody has wanted them set at their sales price. All spring, when someone would call in, I would set it at their sales price. I would be asking this board to raise this one to $329. That he says he paid for it.
Well, it's way under.
Way under, but we tried to correct that situation, and we just evidently, on this one, we don't have it corrected.
Well, he paid $329, and now it's appraised at $186.
You had the two figures together.
Okay. 186. In other words, part commercial, part residential.
Yeah, it is.
And that has to be corrected, and I would ask this board for us to be able to correct that right now. For some reason, his residential value shouldn't be there. That should be commercial. The penthouses are all commercial. And we would like to have...
Because it's on a nightly rental program?
They're all nightly rentals. There is no residential value in there.
That's part of the condo tell that...
This is an erroneous assessment, mathematical error that we need to correct. It should be all commercial.
Boy, is he going to be sorry he raised an objection.
Well, I'm really surprised that he did.
So this would raise it to $186,000 at commercial rate?
Right.
James, you got concern that there's others like that?
Not as many. Jeff, we have really worked that area hard. Got to come up with a multiplier that was satisfactory to everyone. And I don't have any concern whatsoever. I heard from them. As you heard this morning when the lady read the letter, I stipulated automatically to her sale price. It was a matter of minutes of resolving the issue.
This one's half of what it was last year.
Okay, I've got a landline number for Mr. Green if you're ready.
Well, wait just a second.
Something
before we talk to him here, we're going to have to tell him that we're going to. That this was an error.
No. You're going to hear his evidence.
And we vote separately.
And hear James' evidence. And then if you have any questions, you can ask him. Okay.
Okay. The other one has already been lowered. From he paid $329 or $229.
We'll let James tell him now. Okay.
$239.
Well, just we want to hear his.
We want to hear what he's asking for.
We have the assessor provide his evidence, and then we'll.
Yeah, he's evidently what we should called be doing. In and okay. Argued it down. Okay.
He was on at $329 last year. He said it told him he argued it down, and now what's he?
Thank you for calling Acme Display's main office. Acme is pleased to announce the opening of our new San Francisco showroom and warehouse. Ask your salesperson for details. All calls may be recorded. Quality assurance and training. If you know your party's extension number, you may enter it at any time. Place an order, press 1. For accounts receivable,
you can ask him to call.
Press. Access our company directory, press 4. Or for operator assistance, press 0. Thank you. One moment, please. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Acme Display.
Hi. May I speak with Jack Green, please?
Just one moment, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Jack, this is Donna again.
Hi. Well, I guess we had a bad line. Maybe this will be better.
Yeah. Jack, our process is that we need you to give us what the valuation that you believe your property should be set at.
Okay, yes, Donna, I understand it. And here's the problem. I don't think it can be sold at any price. I was explaining before why I come to that conclusion. I don't know what you heard or before we were disconnected, but I'll repeat. According to my last statement, which has been
Jack, we haven't heard anything, so just begin from the beginning. Although we do have to have a valuation, because I'm sure somebody would offer you something for the property.
Okay. okay, let me explain what my perplexity is here, if that's the right word. What is happening each month and each quarter is that there is a negative revenue. In other words, I owe them more money than I am entitled to. And that then, in addition to those, to the cost, like in the first quarter of 2009, I owe them $300 and some over and above what the revenue Kate brought in. That doesn't include my expenses as far as taxes, insurance, and interest on my loan. Now, if I was going to make an investment, or you were going to make an investment, and somebody says, okay, I would like to have, give me $100,000 for this, and you're going to have to pay money every month, and you have no income coming from it, would you make that kind of investment? No, certainly not. It's hard to make an evaluation on that. Donna, maybe can you help me?
This is Bob Rose, the chairman of the commission. I understand your point on it. In other words, you're upside down in it as far as.
Well, every month I'm upside down.
Well, it appears that you're using the income approach, which.
You would need an appraisal of some sort using the income approach. There's three approaches: the cost approach, the sales comparison approach, or the income approach. And if it's this is a commercial piece of property, it's for investment, you'd probably be well advised to get a income approach. But that won't necessarily be the most accurate, because you're obviously losing money on it, and it will probably bring more money in sale than what an income approach would show that it was worth. What you really need is an appraisal if you're going to be using the income approach.
I would need an appraisal.
I guess the question we're having is, the board is, we're asking, what are you asking for? By coming to the board, what value are you asking your property be set at?
It's a very difficult question, because I thought you were asking for a market value.
That's what we're asking for.
Any value. What value is this property?
What would you sell it for tomorrow if somebody wrote your check?
Actually, on January 1st, 2009 is the key date. What would a willing seller who doesn't have to sell it for to a willing buyer who doesn't have to buy? That's the standard.
Well,
I think he's saying that he didn't know where to find a pigeon.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to hear your answer, sir.
I'm saying that the problem is, I mean, like, I owe over $250,000 on the property, and anything that I would sell for, I would have to make up the difference. And you're asking me how much would I be willing to make up the difference on is what you're asking.
Well, I'm asking what do you see the value of this property is what you're supposed to be providing to us.
If you owed nothing on it, if you owed nothing on it on January 1st, 2009, what would you sell it for if you didn't have to sell it to somebody who didn't have to buy it, who's willing to buy?
I didn't owe any money on it, as you're asking, right? Okay. I didn't owe any money on it. I would say that if I could get $100,000 for it, I would take it because I that's $100,000 that I don't have, that I don't think it's worth. That's what I would say.
All right. I have no more questions.
So yes, you think the market value then is $100,000 on this unit, is what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yes, sir, but I actually don't think it's that much.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, yes, because you cornered me for a price at what I would sell it for if I didn't owe anything, which is not true. I do owe. You know, so it's kind of hard to think that if I didn't owe. I have a similar example that I could give you a better answer on, and that is on my property, the other property that I'm questioning, which at Branson Landing. Now, that I do not owe anything on.
Yeah, that's the other one we're going to bring up right to you, because we're going to talk about that one now, too.
James, our assessor, has his opportunity to give evidence on this piece of property.
Okay.
Mr. Green, I understand you paid $329 for your property sometime late in 2007.
That was on the Hilton
yes.
property, yes.
Yes. Do you keep in contact with the association down there?
Well, I called them a couple of times. As a matter of fact, I think that I am being cheated on the revenue sharing. I called in the last couple of weeks ago. They told me that they would check into it and call me back. I have not heard from them since. I intend to call them tomorrow when I get back and home.
Have you been told, or is there anybody said to you in these conversations, the values of these properties has dropped by approximately 300%?
No, 200%?
Have they?
There was never any mention of that, sir.
Okay, well, that's confusing to me. From a 329 sale down to less than 100,000. What tremendous percent? But you've never been told by the association that anything like that was occurring?
No, I haven't. Is there any information that you have that you can impart to me?
No, I don't have any information of that source. No. I just ask if that was the case. Thank you, sir.
We move on to the next property?
Now, one last question here. This was bought strictly as an investment or a rental type property?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the other one. That's where the first one is in the tower.
Right, and this one is the boardwalk. One is at Branson Landing.
Yeah, they're both Branson Landing, but they're
One is in the hotel and
one is not.
Right, facing the landing.
And this one on Branson Landing is yours just personally, it's not rented?
Yes, it is rented.
On a nightly basis with someone?
No, it's on a month-to-month lease. It was on a year-to-year lease, but... No, it's just on a
okay. So you don't do any nightly rental on that one, that's right.
Oh, absolutely not.
Do you have it on?
All right. Are there any questions on the second one, which is not on the nightly rental program?
Well, just to clarify something back on what we were talking about earlier, you know, how much you owe on a property is not relevant to the market value. I just want to kind of clarify that. That was
yes, I understand that.
So,
but it is relevant to how much money I could sell it for.
Okay.
In other words, since I owe over $250,000 on it, if I were to offer $50,000 for it, that would mean that I would have to come up with $200,000 to clear my note. So it does make a reference. It is relevant in that case, because in this case, because of the fact that I don't have $200,000 that I could pay off the loan. So I couldn't sell it for $50,000.
Well, it's not what you'd sell it for. It's actually what the established market value of a property is, whether it's your property or somebody else's, is what I'm saying, is the amount owed on it does not come into play when you figure the value of a property.
I understand. Yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. What I owe on it is not. But you asked me what I would sell it for, okay? And that does matter.
True.
Mr. Green, this is James Strahan again. We've got a sale within two or three. Now, we're talking about the boardwalk property. Okay. In January of 2009, January 1st of 2009, for a similar property for $207,000.
On the boardwalk, is that a two-bedroom property?
That's 29.306, and you're 29.304. It's right beside you as a small. It's a smaller unit because these units sell up. I've got a sale here for $660,000.
Mine is a one-bedroom.
So this would be a one-bedroom close to you as a. It occurred. I don't. The reason I'm saying that. I don't see any drastic drop in values on any studies I have here of those condominiums.
Well, okay. I'm glad to hear that. You wanted a price on that one. If I could get $200,000 for it, I would definitely sell it, yes.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
The only other thing that I have in this statement is, how many the property tax that I paid last year for it, wasn't that tremendously overvalued?
That value of last year was the $329,000 that you had paid.
No, I'm talking about on the Branson Landing, the one on 304. I paid $239,900 for that one.
That one has been lowered for this year. The assessed valuation went from 72.2 down to 41.8.
Yeah, and that's more in line. I think it being at 19% of the true value. Yeah, that would come to $200,000 roughly. I'm doing this all in my head. And I guess that would be more in line. I was not aware of the fact that there was one being able to be sold because my broker did not mention that to me because she is, I still have an open listing with her to sell a property and they have not given me any bids.
Which one? Well, both of them or just one of them?
Just that property, Branson Landing, that I paid $239,900 for that you just told me has been lowered, the valuation down to 41, you said?
Well, no, that was the assessed. It was lowered to 220.
Oh.
Well, you paid 239. Yeah. It came down about 20,000 in the assessed value and the assessed appraised price.
Came a lot more than that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Well, from 239.
No, that's what he paid for it. That has nothing to do with what it was assessed at last year. The appraised value is from 72 down to 41. About 40%
decrease. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a 40% decrease, but it was valued at almost 100% more than I paid for it. And property values had gone down. And so
it's valued at 220 and you paid 239.
No, that's this year, for this year.
Last year's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Last year's irrelevant, okay. But that way, you mentioned that it came down 41%, so it's relevant there. You said if it came down 41%, what are you referring to? You're referring to last year. So I'm just adding that, hey, okay, yeah, it came down 41% from last year, but last year was totally overvalued.
We can't do anything about last year, and we can't give you credit if you were overvalued last year.
I understand that, sir. But you say it has no bearing on this, but yet you referred to it yourself when you said that it came down 41%.
No.
Are you referring to 41% to what? To last year, and that's what you're referring to it.
I have any more questions.
Well, now, keep in mind, they have to initially set it on what people pay for it. And he found that not to be true, they were lowered for this year on your Branson Landing property. So I don't think that. Well, we will discuss.
Okay, we won't carry that one any further than
Excuse me, Mr. Green. Just
you told me that it sold for one similar to mine sold for $207,000. And fine, that's great. Then my appraisal value, which you said it's 41, which is 19% of it, something like 220. Okay, I'll accept that with no qualms. Fine. I will accept your appraisal on that with no question. The question again is still up to the Hilton property, which. I have no idea, sir, as to what the market value is on that thing. Like I said, if it was offered to me for $10,000, I wouldn't buy it. Would you? Would you make a purchase like that?
I have a sale in August of 2008, and you've got to remember we're dealing with January 1, 2009. Uh-huh. In this, on the same floor for $350,000.
What? Was that brand new?
No, that would be a second sale of that same
property.
Holy
smoke. this is the first I heard of that. I wish I could get a hold of that people and sell them for a lot less than that.
We can understand this has been something new for us, too. We have not been used to in the past, especially Californians coming in terms of their prices and looking at our properties.
I live in Nevada.
You've had some of the same problem, though, of inflation on it.
Yes, we have. Tremendous amount of foreclosures right now.
Mr. Green, just to explain one thing so that you won't think that last year was overpriced, the price last year, the establishment of a value on a piece of property is put on the January 1st of each odd year. So that price that you paid last year was based on January 1st of 2007. So that was what the taxes were during the year when you bought it. And then it stayed the same, and then we don't adjust taxes till January 1st of this year. So the reason that you're saying it was high, that was the established price back in January 1st of 2007, before you bought it. So when you bought it, that showed what the taxes were. I just wanted you to know that it wasn't necessarily that it was overpriced. That's just the original price that it was put on at.
That original price that was put on it, though, still, why would it be put on at that high when it was only purchased for $239?
Mr. Green, we have another appointment waiting. Do you have any other evidence that you would like to provide? If not, we have to move on. We have another.
Understand. I appreciate your time. I thank you for your time. You have enlightened me a little bit on at least on the Branson Landing property. Which I will get in touch with my broker, and also as far as the Hilton property, again, I say I do not know what kind of a value there would be on the Hilton, the Condotel, because I didn't think that it could be sold at any price. Whatever value that it is, and it's strictly an investment property because you don't live in the hotel. And it is an upside down investment every single month, continually.
We understand, Mr. Green. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you very much adjusting your appointment time for us. We'll be letting you, getting with you and letting you know what our answer is. Thank you so much.
Again, I say thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Look at the evidence presented. I'll make a motion. Deny.
Vote. Are we going to?
I'm just going to be one to change, though.
Yeah, we're going to raise one because it's it got missed. So would you want to deny the second one?
The one that he agreed on, for sure.
Which is the
second one.
60004. Would you amend your motion to that, to deny that one?
I'll amend my motion for that.
I'll second that.
What is the motion and which number?
No, that's the one where it's already been reduced down to 230.
It's not the first one we discussed. It's the second one, which is BOE number 60004. Danny's motion was to deny.
Who made the motion to deny?
Danny did, and I seconded that motion.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Deny 5-0.
What was the number again?
60004. Now the 03, James, tell me what we need to do. We just want to slip through the process of being assessed properly. It was an oversight or whatever.
It appears an adjustment was made and even residential value went on when it should not have went on. It should be all commercial. And
he said that he had one of those places rented month to month. That's not commercial. It shouldn't be on commercial.
That's not the penthouse. That's not the one we just did. We're fine with it. But as you can see on the printout in the book, you can see commercial and residential on this penthouse condo. It should be fully commercial.
And the rate?
And the rate, my recommendation is to raise it because that's what we've been setting sales prices for through the state tax commission, through all spring, and everyone that provides their sale information, that's what we've been setting those values at.
Can we, I want to think about that. Can we go ahead and, this gentleman's 15 minutes, we're late 15 minutes with this.
Okay.
Can we just come back?
Let's come back to this one on the first parcel for us.
Yeah, that's going to be a little more discussion.
So we need a motion table on it.
I don't think so.
No.
This
is
okay. So this one we're up to now is 060119, the last one in your book. The Joe Porter?
No.
He's the 145.
That's the insertion.
Yeah, that's your spot.
Hey, all right. Well, I want to thank you guys for giving me a chance to talk about this. And I think you've got some copies of things I brought.
Probably open. Are they scanned in, Jim? The document.
Well, as you can see, I live at Tanny Como Terrace. That's the one in Hollister, not the one here in Forsyth. It's a sister development, that one. And we have 96 units there. And I'm just kind of giving you information now. I'm not trying to build a case. But right now, out of the 8 buildings, we have 12 units that are for sale. 9 to 10 of those are for health reasons. And a couple of them are for widowed reasons. And so we really have, that's usually the only way our buildings come up for sale, our condos come up for sale, is they had to go back to where their kids were in some other state or whatever. So, but they've been on sale for pretty much, I'd say, 12 to 20 months. And there's really no much activity. You may find a couple of sales there in 09. I'm on the board, president of the board there, and I also live there. But I know we just recently had one that sold for $83,000. And the fellow's doing a rain dance around there thinking, boy, I sure wasn't doing my homework here. So he really feels like he overpaid. There was another one for $97,000. And just a little bit about that $97,000, it was in building 170. That had a carport and a garage, and we have people that are offering $10,000 to $12,000 for garages now. And the last boat slip that sold for $11,000. So if you consider those, that brings that sale on that two-bedroom condo down in the mid-70s and somewhere in that area. And then we don't have much rentals. There are some that would sell quick enough, and financially they needed to rent them. I think we have 5 out of the 96 units that are rented. There's renters in them. Let's see. Now, I moved here in 02, and I paid $72,000 for my unit, and I know it has increased in value. I guess my belief is the 80 assessment that I have now was more accurate probably 16 months ago than it is currently. And if you were to ask me the question, what would I sell it for, or what do I think it's worth? I think it's something between the 72 and the 80. You know, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like 75, 76. But anyway, it's your turn. Whatever questions you have of me.
There was one document up there. Jim, can you put it back up there? I didn't know what that meant. What next page? What?
Oh, okay. Well, I was just kind of giving you a summary of what's going on here. We've got 96 units, but these are 8 buildings, 110 through 180, and there are currently 12 units for sale, but there's no market activity.
Right.
And there hasn't been for 16 months to 24 months, except for 2 units, one in 170 and one in 120. The 120 recently sold for 83, and he's
thinking,
man, he overpaid about
$6,000. Okay, that's the gentleman. Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
And you may have more information than I do. I just kind of grabbed some stuff real quick.
James, you have something?
Start the conversation.
I just, we had a few sales in there. the sale that I really relied on was July of 2008 was an $80,000 sale. And I really relied heavily on that. We have a couple of inflated sales, but as he said, when you start adding garages and taking away garages, mm-hmm. we have some $100,000 sales.
And when they go to nursing homes from there, some of these people certainly spared no expense furnishing these condos, and they're getting anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. They're just leaving their furnishings, and that just doesn't show up. And so that's where I'm coming up with the $75,000, $76,000.
We had a sale in there in 08 of 115. That was building 110, unit 8.
110 building 8. Yeah, that was the prime lakefront.
It sold for 115.
Yeah.
And that's actually, and the rest of these sales fall back in 07.
And then it had the garage doors.
And as much as some other individuals wanted me to use them against you, I will not use those.
Oh,
and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So I figured $80,000 was a fair price. Actually, yours is on for $80,000, and that's where I put it, and that's how it came about.
Oh, I realize how you got there. It's just that.
So you'd be satisfied with $75,000?
That's more in my way of thinking. In the current economic situation, that's more accurate than the $80,000. But yeah.
I think that when I see yours over the last 7 years, it hadn't appreciated much in value, but it hasn't gone up like it used to be able to go up.
Right.
And I think too many of us look at the percentage-wise. Mine went up on a condo 42% this year. Uh-huh. I screamed bloody murder when I first saw it. I called Jim every name in the book. And then when I sat down and I looked at what had happened, whether we were meeting the state standards of 19% of the actual selling price, what I was willing to sell it for. I don't think you'd be willing to sell yours for much less than 80, would you?
At this point, I could sell it for 76.
76, but you're kind of getting down to little figures now.
Yeah.
We're talking somebody who says...
I don't know what that means as far as the assessment change. Yeah,
no. Usually we're talking to people who say, well, it's worth $100,000 less than before. And we're not talking that way. Any other questions? Thank you.
Okay.
You will receive notice of our deliberations.
Okay.
Thank you for
coming
in.
Yeah, I just wanted you to keep in mind these things have more in them than just the raw real estate. There's furnishings and other things.
Can I make a motion? Go ahead and vote on this. Could I?
You can.
We'll see if I get a second here. I'll make a motion that we reduce this to $75,000.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
I think it's a fair decision. I appreciate it.
All right,
thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
That amazes me. That
it was a realistic. I believe a realistic request.
That's fine. Vote 5-0.
What time is the next one? 2.
Has to. Tom, Kirsten.
Donna's coming up to make the phone call.
22. Vicki and Tom Firestein. And what's this one about now? House and garage.
Hello, Vicki speaking.
Vicki, this is Donna Neely with the Board of Equalization.
Yes.
Vicki, I'll just let you know ahead of time that you are being recorded and that you are live on the web.
Okay, now this isn't with me. It's with my husband. You called the wrong number.
I apologize. Thank you, Vicki.
Okay, you need to call 294-1331.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
He's not changed at all.
Right on. Hello.
Mr. Feinstein?
Yes.
This is Donna Neely with the Board of Equalization.
Yeah, Donna.
Before we start, I just want to let you know that we're being recorded and we are live on the internet. And this is abatement number 060022. Your current appraised value is $259,657. And you're not giving us a market value, but you have said that you purchased it for $40,000. Is that correct?
The property, yeah.
Okay.
And I built a house on it.
If you'll give us your evidence, we'd appreciate it.
The writing was a little hard to read here. Was it $180,000 that the house cost you to build?
I think he's gone.
Are you there?
He's gone.
Are you there?
Cell phone number?
Yes, it is.
Can you give me a landline to call you?
Not right now. I'm at work.
Okay, well, we keep breaking up, so if you'll give us your evidence as to why and what valuation you want your property to sent to, maybe we can stay connected long enough.
Okay. What I was going to say is I've only got it insured for $220. I've got $180 invested, and that's what I'm going off of.
Well, you got $180 plus the land, haven't you?
No, $180 total.
Oh, okay.
$180 total.
On your application here, you put $40,000 for the land, and house and garage $180,000.
No. She did that. My wife did that.
Gonna blame Vicky on that one.
Well, yeah, we'll blame her.
Now, and this, what about the houses around you? Is there any reason to think that you're being overtaxed?
Well, there is one down G Highway that's sitting on 21 acres, but I'm thinking they got that taxed as agriculture.
Very likely.
Same square footage, and he's paying about $700 a year.
What would the taxes be on this one, Jim? Oh, if he's only paying $700, it would have to be agriculture.
$2,400.
Do you have any sales comparison at all?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I didn't want to run around the neighborhood and ask what everybody's paying for taxes because they wouldn't tell me.
If he doesn't have any more evidence, I'd like to hear from the assessor.
Well, okay, then we'll have the assessor present his case.
Tom, did you guys build this house?
Yes.
So actually what you're telling us you got in it, did you do a lot of the work yourself?
Not very much, no. I didn't have time. I was working a full-time job, too.
Is there any way you could furnish us the information on what it cost to build that house?
Oh, I probably could. I've got receipts and stuff.
Well, at $140,000, Tom, when I take that away from on the land and it, that's putting the square foot cost to build that house down in the $26 range.
Well, I think, to tell you the truth, I think it was like $40-some square foot. Yeah, I did do quite a bit of work myself.
We've got it on now, Tom, for $44.69 a square foot.
Yeah.
Now, this is including.
The thing is, you know.
This is including the big garage, right?
Yeah.
That sets out to the left or to the right of the house? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, your taxes this year did not go up from last year. Your assessed value last year and this year are exactly the same.
Yeah. I missed the deadline for the hearing last year.
Okay, is there anything further you'd like to say?
Not too much other than the property values in Dana County have taken a dive. I've got two pieces of the property over in Kirbyville that I've had on the market for about a year and a half, and I can't even get an offer on them. And I've gone down 50% from the asking price on them in the last year.
Well, we're all running into
selling, and we're all running into this economic downturn in Dana County. And there's a lot of properties out there, and there ain't a whole lot of building going on right now. I don't know whether we all need to look at what we're doing or what, but if the taxes go up in Taney County, you're not going to bring people in to buy the homes, and it's going to be harder for people to work. You know, because a lot of it is on building down here, too.
We all face much of the same thing. Is there anything else you have?
No, that's about all I got to say.
We will do our deliberations, and you will receive a notice in the mail within the next few days.
Okay.
As to what the council
says. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to deny. You can't build a home for $44 a square foot anymore by contract or by yourself.
I second that.
Okay, vote.
Jim, aye.
Danny, aye.
Dave, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Aye.
Vote 5-0 to deny.
No, we have one more.
We have one more call to make.
At 2:15.
Well, we're just 2 minutes late. That's,
who is it?
Let's see, this is number 34. 5-0-3-4.
Cindy, by the way, these books are great.
Oh, great.
Good job.
You like the picture?
What picture?
On the front.
It's 34.
I saw that.
I did too. I like that.
Pretty interesting.
Fred and Linda Morgan on Cottonwood Trail.
You two need to be separate.
Okay.
Now, this is the one in the Woodlands.
Didn't we just have some Woodlands stuff over here?
Oh, it's Woodlands.
Cheney County Board of Equalization.
Hello, darling.
Are you ready for your appointment?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not exactly what I'm supposed to do. I've got the information on my tax to you, I'm sure.
Well, I've got, this is abatement number 050034. We're showing that you currently have an appraised value of $116,328. And so I should let you know that we are recording this and you are live on the internet.
Okay.
I'm showing, am I guessing here that you are requesting it to be set at $80,000? Is that what you're requesting for the valuation?
Well, really, no, ma'am, not $80,000. In that information you see there, I'm sure you saw the letter about the problem we have with the sewage here that was not disclosed to us until we moved in here. My wife spent some time in the hospital. This has happened on several occasions. Only one time did all the toxic waste get out into the bathroom. And the next door neighbor, they had to send the homeowners association to spend $17,000 on a repair. The problem has not been fixed. In fact, until it happened again recently, and we just happened to be here, and we ran up and got everybody to turn the water off and things, it would have happened again. I don't know where you get the 116. They raised it 112 when we moved in here. But of course, it was under close to us that the sewage problem. When these buildings were built back in, 95, I guess, instead of plumbing, there are six condos in this building. And these are two bedrooms, not three bedrooms, like a lot of them are in other buildings. they didn't plumb. Each apartment individually, they plumbed it all down to one spot. And, well, if you don't, that's the problem. It all runs together there and it overflows. What we do now is once a week I run the water 20 minutes and the rotor router's been coming out once every 3 months and kind of cleaning it out. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You referenced a letter. Did you send a letter to us?
Yes, sir. I sent my tip paperwork to you.
Okay, that's where I don't have that.
There you go.
Yes, sir. My wife sent a whole lot of things to you.
All we have is the form, the appeal form, and then from the assessor's office, we have the tax form is all we have.
You're now out in the Woodlands. Now, aren't you on Tri Lakes Water?
Tri-State, yeah.
Oh, Tri-State, I mean. Excuse me.
Yes, yeah.
And you're on city sewer now, aren't you?
No, they say we're not. I don't know. Every time this has happened, we've got the city. They got a pump station behind the garages out here, and they say, no, it's not been a problem. So, you know.
Well, if you got a pump station, it's to the city sewer, then.
There's one in the back, maybe 50 or 75 yards on the back of the property. Yeah. So right. I sent you what you said. It was also a letter from my wife that explaining some of the different things that happened. The gentleman that just bought us stairs of the condo above us, we sent his paperwork. He paid $80,000 for his.
Is his the same as yours?
Yes, sir. It's a two-bedroom also. But he doesn't have the problem of the sewage backing up coming up in the sewage home. I sent you a settlement statement on what we paid and stuff. Sent you
All right, Fred. Can I ask the assessor to explain?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Fred, we have a problem here with some parcel numbers. We have been prepared. Do you own a parcel down on Melody Mountain down below Cedar Creek?
No, sir. This is the only thing I own here.
We have a parcel number problem on our, but we do understand where you're coming from. I've got a sale, Fred, right, and we normally don't use these, but since the trending in the market, it seems to be very important. I've got a sale on a parcel real close to yours at $130,000 here in March of 2009.
Well, let's see. One thing, here in the Woodlands, some of these apartments are two bedrooms, some of them are three bedrooms, some of them, their view, if they live in the right one, is the valley down below. But my view is a woods, okay? Sales price when I bought this was $104,500, okay?
Is yours, is your property over on the bluff, or is it over in the duplexes?
No, it's not over on the bluff. It kind of, if you're coming down, there's one that sets, the first one you get to, and the back of this faces the woods here, not the bluff or anything.
So you don't have a, view out of your condo then?
No, I'm looking outside right now, let's say trees.
Okay.
How close are you to the clubhouse?
Nice little walk. It's not, I had a stroke in 2005, so a little walk to me probably seems more than others, but, the clubhouse is, maybe 100 yards away.
Mm-hmm. Is the 41007 condo, it's right next to yours evidently, it sold for $80,000. I do have record of that. Was there something wrong with that condo, because it's not in a general speaking as sale of normal sales out there?
Well, $80,000, that's right above me. What was the repo? I do believe.
So it would have been a second story condo compared
it's
to your
the
ground level?
Floor. I'm on the bottom floor, and there's the third floor. Yeah, the one you were referring to, is that for James L. Hughes?
I'm not real positive. I just have the parcel number, and I can see it's within one or two parcels of yours, and it has to be the same condo.
Well, I'm sorry if y'all didn't receive all this, but I'll tell you what through. In it is a thing on the four apartments that actually sold in this building last year.
Well, then I've got a parcel 4108, which is right there close, that sold for $100,800.
What about 1D, James?
$100,800.
Yes, and it was sold in July.
Okay. The list I've got of the buildings that sold last year, you know, 125 Cottonwood, that's the building I live in. There was one, I sent this to you, there was one for $90,000, one for $76,209, one for $80,000,
same building.
The one we were talking about, I sent you the thing on right up above me, and then there was one that did sell for $91,381.
Right,
and then that's on Cottonwood Trail.
And then 1B sold as 109,000,
I guess that it would be the, I'm done with the,
he's in the D building.
He's in,
you have a D there.
Okay. So these are the ones that sold in the building I live in.
Building 16.
Mr. Morgan, if you had to move out for some reason and had to sell tomorrow, what would you put it on the market for?
What I would put it on the market for? Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I don't think I could get what I owe on it, which is $96,000.
So you'd be willing?
Especially since it was not disclosed to me beforehand about the plumbing problem here. I mean, I got to kind of impress you with it. This is a major problem. Every time we go out and we come home, we hope and pray that it has backed up and our whole bottom floor is covered in toxic waste.
Mr. Morgan, would you be opposed to me making a recommendation to this board to lower your value to
$96,000? $96,000? No, I wouldn't be opposed to that. To be honest with you, I just considered before this building, this building last year, average sale price was like $84,397.50. That would be good, but I'd be happier with 90. I can live with that.
All right. Who have you contacted about this toxic waste problem?
Well, what it is, all the sewage backs up. It all comes up. And it comes through my commode, through my shower.
But who have you complained about this?
Well, obviously, the homeowners association, and see, it's their problem. I mean, it's my problem, but they paid, when the worst thing happened, the next door neighbor, she had just put in hardwood floors. We both came up one afternoon, walked in. It was all over the bottom floor of her apartment.
I mean, I'd be down to City Hall this afternoon.
Yeah, well, whoever inspected this place back in 1995 when they built it didn't do a very good job, obviously. I mean, when you got six time guys and each one's supposed to be plumbed individually and they're all plumbed into one place.
No, that's not...
And if there are answers, I've talked to them. Somebody has to come in, they'd have to break all the foundation up, this and that. Finally, after it happened, it happened one time after the one the time I say that. Of course, my wife ended up in the hospital over that.
Well, that's fine. But I think you need to contact somebody in the city. But that's not in our line of thinking here. We will be considering your request. You will be notified by mail within the next few days about the judgment of the commission. Thank you for talking with us.
All right. Thank you.
I'll make a motion to reduce BOE number 50034 to 96,000 at the recommendation of the assessor.
I'll second that motion.
All right, vote.
Jim, aye.
Dave, aye.
Danny, aye.
Chuck, aye. Rose, aye. 5-0.
We have one left, I believe, which is 60003 we didn't vote on.
Yeah. Well, that's a toughie.
Did you bring that?
I see where this guy's coming from because I've talked to people down there who invested big bucks not knowing. And it's not that they're not making any money on their investment, but they are losing money, not counting payment of interest on their loans or everything else, just in the operations. Hilton is charging them more.
And they're
taking it in rent.
What's the value of the property?
The value of the property is at least... What's your precedent you set, James? Sale price?
We set sale price for the state to make their decisions, and all spring, if they would send in their closing statement, we set those on the sales prices, and everybody has been totally satisfied. This one has slipped through. I don't know why. You could tell we have talked to the gentleman before and made adjustments even on his promenades versus, or on his boardwalk versus this one. I'm assuming it was in the computer data entry program. Maybe we didn't hit a calculate button. But
James, but precedent should be said. It's three. Your precedent has been set to 329, which is the sale price, and make it commercial because it's on the nightly rental.
Right. He provided no comparables, no cost approach, and no income approach, no appraisals, none whatsoever. All we have is purchase price and him saying that he's not making money.
That's correct. And all 868 square foot condos down there are valued a lot more than what I actually have this condo on the books for.
Do you have any others that are comparable, similar units for 329 on the books?
329, yes. I'm positive I do. Dave, I can't answer that as being...
I mean, you said they haven't complained if you put it on with that, but...
You know, well, how much would this raise it, Jim, if you want to...
I think he ought to be tickled to death right here. His taxes went in less than half.
Raised it substantially from 19% to 32%.
Well, this one's on commercial already.
No, we had to change part of it. Part of it's not.
Only 50,000 is it. So right now, there's two things. It's 136,000 is residential, which it shouldn't be, and then it's overall below the assessed the appraised value.
80,333,271.
Those taxes are half of what, or less than half of what they were last year.
Right. They probably will go back to where they were by what they're going to do.
How did this get set so low, do you know?
I don't have any ideas. Dave, to answer your question, here we've got one that sold for $540. This spring I put it on for $539. It was on for $329 last year. We had one on for $446.9. We now have it on for $380, right in the same, within the same floor.
Okay.
$429, we put it on for $380. Basically working a multiplier that when we put the square footage to it, that's the number that came out. It didn't hit exactly the sale price on those, but I didn't hear from those folks. This 329, I say should be anywhere from 280 to 329, whatever the numbers work out.
All right, I'll make a motion to set would be 6003, move it to commercial, and then raise the appraised value to 285.
All commercial, Jim.
All commercial.
Do we not want to ask James to look up, because this is the same bunch that we fought last year.
Yeah, that's correct.
There ought to be 20 or 30 or 60 or something. The same price.
Every one of those cases,
we went in and we said, we'll stipulate to the sales price, and they all agreed.
As I was trying to say is, shouldn't we set those all the same instead of just taking a number right now?
Well, we're seeing here, whenever I formulated it, Chuck, that it actually didn't come to the sales price on part of them. It come a little lower than sales price. I don't know why.
And I would argue that 2007, 329 may be the right price, but 2009 is not the same price.
Well, hey, I'm not communicating. I'm saying James must have 20, 30, 60 set at the right price now.
Right.
Should we set this one at that those same prices?
But those aren't all exactly the same, are they?
No, they vary
on what they paid for them.
Based on what they paid for them.
But aren't they, and maybe I'm all wrong, but I thought there were lots of them that were the same size exactly.
Chuck, I'll have to change horses on you.
Okay.
I've got 600-foot condos in the promenade. Standard price for those, I believe, is $249, $269. But I've got the same 600-foot condo in the promenade. You cross the building, and the air conditioner units are below it, sold for $129. So we had to make an obsolescence factor calculation. They're the same footage. We couldn't use our multiplier because of the fact that they were under an obsolescence. And there's a lot of that goes on down there. We don't know why, but we've had lots of them. We've had to set 600-foot condos at $129 because of some kind of obstruction or in a corner, don't even have a window.
James, I guess his point is, did we settle some cases that had the same view and same size condo that, you know, you could just equal this one to?
I suppose we did. But that would be back to Jim's deal. And as I read here, you can see I didn't hit right on the dollar. Some of them came in under, but I using the same multiplier, trying to keep uniformity, as we call it, and by using the same multiplier on all of them.
But
Now this is.
I think what Chuck's saying is, don't we have a exact same condo?
Sure, we do.
Okay, how come that exact same condo don't we have the exact same? Because we're in the process of changing this. Why don't we set it to the exact same number as the exact same condo?
At 848, I don't care.
Well,
I actually set it at 329.
The reason I'm saying is that the market, we set those last year, and the market's obviously less than it was last year at this time.
James has set them new this year.
I've set them at their new value this year, Jim, all spring.
Okay, I guess I didn't know why you gave us a range then. When you gave me a range from 280 to 329.
Because of what the sales is reflecting here. Okay. I had some sales that didn't truly reflect my multiplier. If I didn't hear from these people,
right,
I had to come up with my multiplier to apply to everybody that I didn't hear from. It didn't hit right exactly on those sales prices.
So where are you setting the other people for the same condo for this year?
I'll have to do some research. It's something I can't answer right this minute.
I'll make a motion to table this until he does.
Okay. My motion died.
Now, you're wanting 800, what I can come up with, 868-foot condos in the penthouse.
In the penthouse.
We will gladly do that.
And I'm going to set them at the same price.
All right.
That's whatever you come up with for this year's price.
I'm just...
That makes sense. You know, I can't figure out this thing, how this error could have occurred, Jim. Last year, it was all commercial last year.
WP. It's human error. Is it? That's why I can explain this one real simple. It was human error, or there wouldn't have, when we went in to change something, and if you hit the calculate button and the numbers don't come to the bottom at the right time and you go back out, then it creates a mess.
What I mean is, I don't understand this guy there who would get a tax thing which says your taxes have been reduced from assessed value of $99,000 down to $41,000 that would write a letter of complaint.
I said, it's human error, sir.
But I mean,
that's human error.
Him out there.
Well, he said, he's just distraught because he said he'd take $100,000. You heard him on the phone. He wants rid of it.
He's losing on his investment.
Well, he's losing money without his investment.
Yeah. It's kind of like the gentleman with the $398,000 house that swore it was worth $600,000. Human error.
I guess we could ask for recess. I want to point out that BOA is using this room tonight, so we want to, whatever the clerk wants.
This meeting is adjourned, not recessed.
Thanks, sir.
There's 5 members of that BOA.